This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. By the slimmest of margins, and with one Republican voting no and one Democrat voting yes, the U.S. House passed a continuing resolution funding the government through the end of this fiscal year, September 30th. The final vote was 217 to 213. It was a contentious debate. The majority defended the measure, noting that a government shutdown was not in the best interest of the nation. The minority sharply criticized the bill, claiming it did all kinds of things to programs like Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. None of that was true, of course. It was a scare tactic to try to convince the American people that we're coming after their benefits. Truthfully, the bill funds the government for the next 6 months at a level that's pretty much the same as last year. There are a few changes, we call those anomalies, that our side felt were important. They include a little more money for defense and some language that allows the Pentagon to move money around to meet urgent demands in the national security space. We definitely need that. It also added more money for Homeland Security so that the effort to secure our border while deporting illegal aliens, many of them criminals, may continue. Needed that. We also had language ensuring veterans' benefits were fully funded. In my portion of the bill, that is the transportation and housing and urban development section, we had more money for air traffic control and increased HUD funding so that people can remain in their homes despite inflationary pressures. The funding level was the 2024 level, but it does spend less than the previous year since about $8 billion in community projects have already been paid for. So no need to pay for those again. And of course, the bill would prevent a shutdown of the federal government. Current funding expires on Friday night at midnight, so time is running out. The bill now heads to the Senate, and all eyes will be watching what Chuck Schumer and the minority party does with it. Since it will require 60 votes to overcome the filibuster, there will need to be Democrat senators willing to join Republicans to take it to a final vote and send it to the White House. Note that Rand Paul, a senator from Kentucky, said he would not support it, leaving the magic number needed for passage to be 8 Democrats. Or I suppose they could try to amend it somehow, send it back to us, but we're back in our districts for a week-long work period, while House Democrats are on retreat, licking their wounds from last November's election. I voted with my Republican colleagues to pass the bill, but my vote wasn't guaranteed until I had a chance to discuss privately with the Speaker my issues with our budget process. You see, I don't like CRs. No self-respecting appropriator should ever enjoy voting for a CR. It's a reflection of our failure to do one of our basic functions of Congress, and that's fund the government. And in divided government, it's increasingly difficult because there will always be disagreement about funding levels and priorities and spending, as well as a litany of other matters. Bottom line, when you have just a 2- or 3-seat majority, you'll eventually need the appropriation bill to be bipartisan. If it's not, you'll be condemned to a CR, and anyone who understands the complexities of running the federal government will tell you CRs are a bad outcome. In my discussion with the Speaker, I told him I'd be on board this go-round, but now that we have both the House and the Senate majorities and President Trump in the White House, it will be unacceptable, in my view, not to have an appropriation bill teed up for FY26 beginning October 1st. That would be an unfortunate outcome. As I told the Speaker, I quoted a line from the great song My Way by Paul Anka. My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. It is likely I'll be a no on a CR in September. Once the Senate takes actions, assuming they concur, it's off to other issues. The reconciliation package and the debt ceiling will most assuredly rekindle some of the fireworks we saw this week. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.